Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love on October 13th, 2018. And I'm broadcasting live to 63 countries over the amazing internet. And whether you are listening in real time or hearing the replay show podcast in the future, I want to thank you for tuning in for insight and outlook, for understanding the overview of 2018 Evolution Revolution Revelations, the high state beyond the deep state. So hold on to your hat, folks, and get ready for a checkup from the neck up. Today I'll be talking about the existential choice of humanity and education of the heart, the path to enlightened power. These two compendiums I've been working on the last 2 weeks, and I'll be discussing them briefly today so I can go into an important compendium I'm working on now called Awakening from the Matrix. Anyway, these three blogs are archived at the 2018 Global Upgrade Series, which I've been developing since the first of the year, and writing about and talking about regularly on the Cosmic Love Show, kind of a time capsule of 2018 that hopefully people in the future will look back and say, oh my God, all those things were going on. So in my last show, I talked about the Ascent event, the global initiation of unity conscience. And that's where we're going, folks. Some of us are already there. And this is the creative ascent process, the capstone event for oneself and civilization at large. So this ascension process takes time. I mean, in the larger scheme of eternal progression, there's plenty of time, but in 3D dense octave of incarnation where we find ourselves, where we have these constructs of time, which is all a construct. Each one perceives time differently. There are four archetypal ways of perceiving time. Some of you have read that article on that. And I'll be providing links on that and other links regarding the three different compendiums I'll be discussing today. First one, again, being the existential choice of humanity. So, basically, this choice is between, in a nutshell, between abundant energy with universal peace or a scarcity of clean, free energy and endless terror war tyranny. I mean, we're right at the cusp of, we're going to have one or the other. There's kind of a mix of both of these out there right now. The dominant paradigm, you might say, is big oil, you know, a scarcity of clean, free energy because of the monopoly of petrochemical, consumption for the big oil industry monopoly. And, of course, to maintain the status quo of dirty power, you might say dirty power as far as energy and dirty power as far as deep state machinations to maintain dirty power, pollution of the environment, you know, which is largely behind the global extinction-level event of the death of the environment with the dying off of species worldwide and the rapid diminishing of healthy populations, especially in America, where we have so much of the chemical toxicity in our food, air, water, and electromagnetic pollution, which I'll be going into today in this third article. I'm going to be skipping over this first compendium, the existential choice of humanity, and the second one, so I can go more so into the third one. The second one is on the education of the heart, the path to enlightened power. Excuse me. And I want to emphasize, you know, the positive. You know, the usually before and after I go into deep state, heavy, dark side energy stuff, I want to, you know, put it in a love sandwich to basically position, package, and promote concepts that are whole enough, bold enough, and told enough to enlighten, you know, consciousness regarding the opportunity we have to transcend and get past the challenges. Okay, so I'm going to go into an orientation to this choice, this existential choice of humanity, briefly. And that is this understanding that there are many intelligent people who are well aware that advanced technology for clean, free energy and for curing cancer and most diseases has been suppressed for almost a century. We're talking about energy technologies for healing, you know, the basically quantum science of healing with frequencies has been suppressed because the dominant paradigm for healthcare is the chemistry of disease, not the energies of health. We're still stuck in the old paradigm of the biochemistry of disease because quantum physics hasn't been integrated with the understanding of the bioenergetics regarding quantum healing and health processes in the body. We're getting there. There's different people working with it, like I have been and many others with the quantum healing technologies that I have referenced on my website on a regular basis. But there are many people that are waking up to this, that this is the choice that we're at. We're going to be having holistic healing, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically with these new technologies that transcend the old. Clean, free energy technology, bioenergetic quantum healing technologies. But, you know, right now we're still dealing with paradigm paralysis of the status quo, where there's pseudo-fake junk news intelligence in the media, which is virtually heartless. It's not addressing these core issues. It's trying to maintain, you know, hold that line on the linear thinking, the lockstep narrative of the way things are as a standard, whether it be big oil, big pharma, or the big banks and the financial system as we know it, which is, again, being transformed very quietly behind the scenes, just as the healthcare is being transformed very quietly behind the scenes, and free energy technology is coming on all over the world, going into production and coming into awareness as a new standard, very quietly, pretty much behind the scenes, so that there's not too much disruption of, so to speak, normalcy of the status quo. So there's going to be some bumps in the road. We're going to see, you know, we're going to see some disruption of corruption, and sometimes more overtly, sometimes more subtly. But this is the process of conscientious evolutionary ascension, you know, personal, planetary, you know, for oneself and civilization at large. So there's a process going on, and this is regarding the balance of powers. Intelligence without TLC is heartless, just as power without wisdom is heartless. But the balance of power, wisdom, and love as a whole, as a balanced whole, creates a synergy in the Trinity that's much greater than the sum of the parts. This is the understanding of the word synergy that was coined by Buckminster Fuller regarding a combination of elements whose integrities or synergy creates a whole system that's greater than the sum of the parts. It's also the genesis of whole systems theory that Buckminster Fuller is also quite well recognized for representing and pioneering. I go way back with Bucky. I lectured at Buckminster Fuller's World Games Studies Workshop at the University of Pennsylvania back in 1974. That kind of dates me. But I've been around, you know, basically pioneering the new frontier of inner space ever since I worked with Bucky. And this, I mean, as far as I understand, this is the divine destiny of, you know, humanity, the existential opportunity for a global upgrade of core social institutions with, you might say, an economics of abundance, you know, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically for abundant life, light, love on Earth. So we're facing this existential choice with an, and we can see in the Earth, you know, an existential level event that, you know, possible destruction of, you know, of more lives because of toxic, polluted environment. You know, we've got to clean our act up. We've got to clean the Earth up. There's technology available to make this possible. But that technology, again, disrupts the way people's way of thinking about the old technology. It's like the new paradigm challenges and makes obsolete the old paradigm. And we're at this existential point of choice of global humanity. And we could continue destroying our environment and life support systems on Earth, you know, self-destructing. Or we could get our act together, upgrading our five core internet freedoms that represent the purpose, plan, and process that involves the first principles of conscious evolution. At the heart of a higher standard for TLC, you know, high-touch, high-tech, with heart-coherent cyber ethics, the next phase of internet evolution, revolution, revelations, a new internet for global netizens. Now, in the blog article on this subject of, you know, this choice, this existential choice, this information that I've given so far was prelude to this understanding of a whole new internet model is being developed by the father of the World Wide Web. Now, this was reported October 5th. You know, it's just regarding this is this internet freedom breakthrough possibility, and how the father of the World Wide Web is launching a radical startup to take back the internet from Google and Facebook. Now, again, this is I've documented this. This was on the World Wide Web. This was reported on the all over the internet. Well, not all over, but over many parts of the internet where people are looking for breaking news. And this was some of the breaking news of the week, this, you know, about a week ago. And this is regarding Tim Berners-Lee, you know, the guy who's basically father of the World Wide Web, you know, the real, you know, the real founder, not Al Gore, as he once claimed. But we're talking about a radical new plan to upend the World Wide Web and to create a whole new model. Now, I don't know the story of this. This was reported. When I say I don't know the story, you can read the story. This is from published in Stillness and the Storm. Also, the Free Thought Project goes into this, freethoughtproject.com. We're looking at some amazing possibility here, folks. You know, we're talking about a global interactive internet interface portal from the internet to the internet. From cyberspace to inner space. This is the possibility we're looking at, a reboot of the whole understanding of the web, of a secure web. And, of course, I've been writing about this since the first of the year, since the last several years, actually, about the potential for a universal interface for global interaction and a better experience of cooperative co-creation of social conscience in our ubiquitous social networks. What that would look like, how that would work, a universal interface for global interaction, whereby 100, 1,000, or a million people could respond at the same time with a universal law, cosmic law, natural law language that corresponds to the dimensions of basically the holodeck, you know, between your ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, and rear brain, with three numbers in sequence, defining a dot in a cube, this cosmic cube of the collective field of consciousness that relates to the brightness scale from upper brain to lower brain. You might say the color spectrum from left brain to right brain, and the depth of perception, meaningful, meaningless, dimension, from forebrain foresight to rear brain hindsight, and what that would look like in terms of a universal interface for global interaction, Web 3.0 hardware platform. There's a link I provided in this article that's at heartcom.org/choice-event. Again, the link on this article on this existential choice of humanity goes into this. This is all prelude in this article, this compendium, and then it goes into the article of the week and what's going on with censorship. Different articles on what's going on in censorship of the internet, and of course, this is the reason why a whole new internet infrastructure needs to be integrated, upgraded. And of course, I go into it here with some infographics, some conceptual framing of what a true meritocracy will look like. You know, gatekeepers of our own media. A universal hardware interface for mass-to-mass interaction, wisdom of the crowd, the cloud of collective social conscience in our social networks, and with light language, for this cloud of light, this field of dots representing the light of conscience, of the collective consciousness, what that will look like, how that works, for decentralized co-creation, cooperative coordination of our gifts and talents, and a cosmic universal love frame of reference for golden rule applications, for conscious evolution, for community building, for holistic healing, for an economics of abundance. Again, abundant conscience, abundant social, political, and economic institutions that represent the high state rather than the low state. I like to reference the quote of Martin Luther King. The darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So here we have, philosophically, we're at a place of the revelations now and affirming in full faith, consciously focusing attention with pure intention and love's retention for ascension of comprehension. The spirit that matters for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, co-creating with Creator as God, love, source, in the higher power of discerning wisdom by way of holistic TLC, telecommunications, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, universal TLC with the whole holistic, healthy, Holy Spirit that matters. And there's a whole philosophical orientation to these concepts that I go into at the website. And there's some videos. Then I go into inspirational videos that, as I referenced at the beginning, you can skip to in the end if you want to pass over all this philosophical orientation I was talking about. There's several videos that are really extraordinary. The first one is called What You Need to Know About Akashic Records and the Mastermind of Mankind. Another excellent new video that just came out this last week, last week and a half, about 9 stories that prove you were reincarnated from a past life. This is some really interesting stuff on reincarnation for people who are new to the subject. There's this video on universal law of love and light, the understanding of the law of the one, and understanding the referencing the harvest of humanity as ascension, the ascension process, the harvest that's going on collectively in the collective consciousness now, and some other inspirational articles that you may find interesting at this first compendium of the existential choice of humanity. Now, I've spent almost a half an hour on this. I'm going to go on to now this other article on education of the heart, and this is, again, kind of a philosophical, spiritual uplift orientation here to get kind of beyond the heavy dark side, deep state stuff that I referenced in this previous article. And I try to do that. I try to balance. When I get into the heavy stuff, I try to, keep it light and go back to, orienting, some keynote, keys to the kingdom, consciousness, Keys to the Internalization of God Love, you know, Universal Law, Language, Natural Law, Cosmic Law, Language of Consciousness, Evolution, Revolution, Revelations. You know, basically, take it from the top. And it goes all the way back with Education of the Heart to the path to enlightened power that was understood all the way back to the time of Aristotle, who said that educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. And this is like Mahatma Gandhi, you know, like great soul Gandhi, who said that by spiritual training, I mean education of the heart. So this concept of whether you call it spiritual training or the path to enlightened power, this education of the heart is a subject, you might say, at the heart of the high state. Okay, so I go into then is this message from Marie Montessori. Now, Marie Montessori is one of the perhaps the most well-known advanced adept at developing educational systems that are time-specific to the developmental capabilities of the child at the different ages. And there's a message from her in a video that is really quite an, has a video with a lot of extraordinary keynotes inspired from the living presence of Marie Montessori coming through David Christopher Lewis. And you'd have to watch this video to see what I mean. This is amazing stuff with a message from Marie Montessori regarding how to develop the Holy Spirit of discernment for lifelong learning for all of us, not just children, but for adults also. You know, how to manifest soulfulness, manifesting soulfulness by nurturing one's inner child. You know, everyone's got this inner child, inner family thing going on, you know, in the deep subconscious and unconscious. So nurturing one's inner child, loving that child, and teaching that child within. This process of upwising of the child, you know, self-elevation as salvation is a theme and a keynote for the creative ascent process for all of us. So there's video and that link that you can watch that video and this whole understanding of love the child within, teach the child within, and save the child within. And I give some orientation, a conceptual orientation with thought forms and you might say geometric forms for expansion of consciousness that can be used as Montessori materials in the Montessori process, in the Montessori with the Montessori method. So the video that I provide with the link is really the spiritual nature of the Montessori method for enlightened lifelong learning. And I referenced then, following that, with these thought forms, linear, nonlinear, you know, law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, you know, these thought forms for the expansion of consciousness that can be Montessori materials. So children at different ages can have different orientation to what you might say is the order of the universe. Cosmic law, language, natural laws of the spirit and matter, and it's the spirit that matters in geometric forms for an orientation to geometrically ordered divinity or God consciousness, love consciousness, cosmic law, language consciousness. You know, you might say capstone consciousness as the creative ascent process. So the children at the earliest age can begin to learn how to learn and how adults also can wrap their mind around these thought forms for the expansion of consciousness, which is basically the operant laws for operating the holodeck between your ears. In other words, operating the frame of reference for understanding the law and language of consciousness, the laws and language of light, that operate, you know, the holodeck, you know, for seeing into the past, the future, conscious, the superconscious, subconscious, unconscious, and basically these inner family archetypes, these inner child, inner family that we all have, child or adult, we have these experiences, whether you're talking about from past lives or this life, in the collective unconscious, the subconscious. Of course, in our conscious mind, these thought forms are like frames of reference for the law and language, natural law and language of consciousness. Talked about this in previous shows. This understanding of education of the heart with the language of the heart, the language of love, and God as geometrically ordered divinity, and these frames of reference for spiritual geometry, is an orientation to basically the first principles of natural cosmic universal law, the fractal order of the holographic universe. And this is the order of the universe that provide the basically the operating system for the holodeck, between your ears. And this is the golden rule law language for a golden age. You know, the emerging blueprint for a golden age is this understanding of universal, natural, cosmic law, love, language. So that pretty much gives this understanding of education of the heart with links and graphics and in-depth explanation of the, you might say, the keys to the kingdom. King is K-I-N-G, the keys to the internalization of God, love, conscience, or the creative ascent process, the capstone conscience. Keys to the kingdom, the components to the capstone, and to establish the foundation of worldwide love. So these first two compendiums, like I say, I worked on over the last 2 weeks, and I wanted to give an orientation to them before going into this important compendium I'm working on now called Awakening from the Matrix. And that understanding of what's going on in civilization now, some people refer to it as kind of a civil war. Other people refer to this extreme polarization that's going on in civilization right now as kind of the darkness before the dawn, or the chaos before the order, or, you know, basically disorder before real community. Disunity before real community is really a process that all sentient beings go through in the ascension process, that before breaking through to a higher level, and this is true for the collective conscience of entire sovereign civilizations and planetary systems throughout our galactic system of world, according to the secret space program, which I've been reporting on with different blogs and articles since the first of the year, this is a process that all sentient sentient civilizations, global civilizations, go through in their evolution and becoming united as united sovereigns, is with a unity conscience, or you might say a common sense, like common sense that sparked the American Revolution, you know, Thomas Paine's common sense. Well, now we're talking about a global revolution in higher consciousness, unity consciousness, sovereignty consciousness. Us as U.S., the new U.S. is not the United States, but the United Sovereigns of Earth, with a unity consciousness. This is the process that's going on, you might say, matriculation of the matrix. So as we awaken from the matrix, the matter matrix matriculates with the spirit that matters. Excuse me. And we're talking about, in brief, you know, the agenda, the ascension process agenda of the high state ascension agenda, which is involving the global mass awakening process that's, you know, evolving the body, mind, spirit of the masses and inspiring first principles of global sovereignty by optimizing five core global internet freedoms. And I've been referencing these five core global internet freedoms largely since the first of the year. This is the key to the 2018 global upgrade. And this process of transcending, you might say, the matrix, awakening from the matrix, you know, waking up, wising up, rising up, this process is naturally neutralizing the deep state dystopia agenda, which is to say the dark side disrupting of the global mass awakening process, which has been corrupting the body, mind, spirit of the masses, you know, dystopia, entropy rather than syntropy, with you know, in the direction of utopia as you know, you might say a common sense rather than divided sense. The divided sense, which is inverting the first principles of global sovereignty and subverting five core global internet freedoms. So we've got involving versus devolving. We've got evolving versus the corrupting of the masses. We've got inspiring versus inverting energies going on. So there's kind of a civil war going on in the collective consciousness. Now, there's a lot of polarization, like divide to conquer. There's a lot of stress and distress over, you know, basically paradigm shift. You know, it's like what goes on in a process of community building. Before real community is reached, there's quite often disunity. There's quite often dissonance. There's quite often disorder and discord. And this is what we're seeing, a very discordant, divisive polarization in the media. I mean, you turn on the boob tube, you turn on because there's so much truth coming out that's exposing, you know, the whole truth, exposing the big lie, and I'm going to go into that now, what this whole issue is about. And this is in three parts, and I'm going to be providing the links, like I say, in the show notes. As soon as I get the podcast up, I'm going to provide these articles that explain what is going on with this big shift from deep state to high state, you know, from disorder to order, from disunity to community. And part one of this, and this is an important understanding, it's from the September article in WakingTimes.com, called Society is Made of Narrative. And this is really important, understanding what's going on with the awakening from the matrix. So in that article, in this article, and I'm providing a long excerpt which goes into this, in the movie The Matrix, you know, humans are imprisoned in a virtual world by a powerful artificial intelligence system in a dystopian future. And what they take to be reality is actually a computer program that has been jacked into their brains to keep them in a comatose state. They live their whole lives in that virtual simulation. This is in the movie The Matrix. And this is without any way of knowing that what they appear to be experiencing with their senses is actually made up of artificial intelligence-generated code. Well, the whole point in this article, Society is Made of Narrative, is that life in our current society is very much the same as The Matrix. The difference is that instead of artificial intelligence, it's psychopathic oligarchs who are keeping us asleep in the matrix. And instead of code, it's narrative. Now, this is important. Understanding, and this is the article, society is made up of narrative. Now, I'm going to cut ahead in this article, and you can read, I'll provide the link in the article, you can read the entire article, which is really exceptional. It's extraordinary. And I skip to in this article to, you know, I cut to the master manipulators, and these corporate kings of the modern world have learned the secret that every ruler since the dawn of civilization has known, that whoever controls the narratives that are believed by a society is the controller of that society. Now I'm going to unpack that, but that's a loaded understanding, that whoever controls the narratives that are believed by a society is the controller of that society. So we're awakening from that matrix, folks. And the truth of this is, because of what we're taught in school and what the talking heads and on our TV screens or computer screens or smart screens tell us about our nation and our government, people believe that they live in a relatively free democracy where accountable temporary power is placed in the hands of a select few based on a voting process informed by the unregulated debate of information and ideas. Completely separate from the government, they believe, is an economy whose behavior is determined by the supply and demand of consumers. But in reality, economics, commerce, and government are fully controlled by an elite class of plutocrats who also happen to own the media corporations which broadcast the information about the world onto people's screens, TV screens or smartphone screens. So control these narratives of economics and commerce, and you control economics and commerce. Control the narratives about politics and government, and you control politics and government. This control is used by the controllers to funnel power to the oligarchs. In this way, effectively turning society into one giant energy farm for the elite class. But it is possible to wake up from that narrative matrix. Through sincere, humble research and introspection, it is possible to break free of the matrix and see the full extent to which you and everyone you know has been imprisoned by ideas which have been programmed into social consciousness by the powerful. And because you might say the entire kingdom of illusion of the matrix is built upon maintaining the illusion of freedom and democracy, all they will have to fight back against you is narrative. In other words, once you wake up out of the matrix, all the people that are still in the matrix, all they'll have to fight back against you is narrative. They'll try to shame you into silence by calling you a conspiracy theorist. They'll have their media goons and manipulators launch smear campaigns against you. But because your eyes are clear, none of that will work. They've got one weapon, and it doesn't work on you. Once you've woke up to the matrix and are clear on what's real in common sense, unity conscience in our social networks, the high state, this is back to the existential choice of humanity. You know, high state or deep state. Conscious evolution or devolution. You know, basically, we're either on the way up on the way out of the matrix, or we're stuck in negativity, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. So, you will, once you wake up, you know, out of the matrix, once you're really clear in a high state of, you know, what is real, you will set to work waking up humanity from the lie factory, using whatever skills you have, weakening trust in the mass media propaganda machine and opening eyes to new possibilities. And while doing so, you will naturally shine big and bright so the others can find you. You won't hide your light under a bushel. You'll get out there. You'll care to share a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of the high state. And together, we'll not only smash the narratives that imprison us like a human caterpillar swallowing the narrative BS and forcing it into the mouth of the next slave. It's kind of a crude analogy, but, you know, basically, we'll transcend that caterpillar worm consciousness, and we'll basically, you know, we'll become the butterfly. We'll go through metamorphosis. This is the process, and it is a challenging. It can be a it is a challenging process. It's a, you know, it doesn't happen all at once and then it's done. I mean, we get flashes of insight. You know, we get these checkups from the neck up, and we become aware, consciously aware, of how good things can be, and, you know, to get past the past, you know, to basically move forward in a positive, upward, mobile spiral that's going viral. So I've got several more articles that goes into, you know, part two, controlling the narrative, the gamification of tyranny, and this is insight and this whole process of transcending and transforming, you know, the way things were, from the deep state to the high state. And there's some important understandings, some dangers, you know, we've got that we're facing that we need to get past. And insight and outlook for understanding the overview. You know, I could go on, but I don't have the time right now. I started a little bit late in the show today. You know, we're going to finish up with the meditation, mediation. You can go to the links, see the podcast, more information with the links that goes into this in more detail. So bottom line, be aware and prepare for what's coming, you know, so, you know, wake up, wise up, and rise up, ascend. It sure beats the alternative, and that's the plan, you know, to basically seize the vision, you know, embrace the virtue, you know, claim the victory, you know, more light and love, easier and faster, you know, happy trails. Until we meet again, I'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.